up around here. Hag up, see the silver character that looks like the rune for fate? He pointed at Overlook. There were thousands of characters on the wall. I didn't understand which one he meant. Neither did Hagop. Tallest line of characters. Middle of the target. Looks like a flagpole trailing two pennons to the right next to something like a three-tined pitchfork. All right. I found it, too. Go ahead. Snipe away when you're ready. I protested. That's over 3,000 yards. Closer to 4. He'll be lucky to hit the wall.
Ready. Do it.
Bacon fried. An orange ball left the bamboo pole. It took less than 3 seconds to reach Overlook. I wouldn't have been able to follow it had I not been standing behind Hagop. A flash lit up the whole countryside when the fireball hit the spells protecting the wall. It struck right where Hagop aimed it. The target rune appeared slightly discolored once the glare waned. Oh my, said I. Tyday and Uncle Doge yammered at one another. They had no need to understand our quacking to see the potential. We figure a ball will run out at least 14 miles before it loses all its momentum, Cleet said. By then it won't have much more energy than a regular ball, and won't be much good for anything but killing shadows and general destruction anymore. He patted the tube Hagop had used. This was our prototype. It's sighted in. We gotta do all these others now, which is why we come up here. Hagop and Otto replaced that pole with another not yet marked. Otto gave the back end a half-twist. A complete tray-like section came off. Two guys from Lady's factory packed the tray with something that looked like potter's clay, then seated a big black rubber marble in that. Hagop put the tray back into his toy, fiddled with the triggering mechanism, asked the engineer brothers, "You guys satisfied with the way this thing is laid?" All three squatted. They bickered. Hammers tapped. They argued. Then they, Otto, Hagop, and the factory people, all assumed particular positions and stared at Overlook. Bacon crackled. An orange fireball hit the air. 1,000 yards out, it began to drift to the left, then downward. It hit ground short of the wall. Fire gouted into the air for 15 seconds. So did bits of stone and sod. All 7 observers began combining observations on a chart, bickering steadily. They took the tray off the pole and peered through. More notes went onto the chart. That eventually passed into the hands of a specialist who used some of the arcane tools to machine the interior of the pole. The brothers moved to another pole. Their accomplices had 12 set up for testing. They repeated the process over and over. Some poles put their fireballs on target first try. Some missed badly. The worst got discarded right away. No sense wasting time on those. There was still a need for less accurate shadow slappers. Once a pole went through its rework, it got tested for consistency. An alphabet of arcane marks and various paints went on to tell the soldiers what quirks the weapon retained. Otto seldom says much, but during his lunch break he observed, "Lady's really got the power back now." Hardly anyone even suspected the truth. Those who did were not prepared to believe it. How many of them things you going to work? My guys had stopped getting any work done. They were hanging around watching the fire.